Hi, Nitza. My name is Moshe Rosenzweig. I'm the director of Head-On Photo Festival, which is the main photography festival in Australia and actually the second largest one in the world.
Can you please tell us about yourself?
I am Israeli originally. I came to Australia 35 years ago. I worked at SBS for many years as a producer-director. In the last 15 years or so, I've been back to my roots as a photographer. So I did photography, and in the last 14 or so years, I've been running the festival.
Can you tell us about, this is your baby, this Head-On Photo Festival. How did you start it?
The festival started as a bit of a joke, if you want. We got together a bunch of photographers and looked at the rejected images from another competition that we all submitted to. It was quite a large competition at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. It was what was called at the time the Photographic Archibald. So we looked at the images that were submitted and didn't get in. I was amazed by the quality of the images and how interesting they were. I thought it would be great to see them, you know, somewhere, because they did not make it to the big show. I started this one to just a little sort of thing between friends. So we had about 100 submissions the first year. We chose 40. We had an opening. The opening actually was the day before the Archibald opened, and we had hundreds of people at the opening. It was amazing actually to see that there was so much interest and hunger to see more photography.
It started as portrait, isn't it? Photos of portraits. That's how it started, isn't it?
It started with portraits only, but with a big difference to what was done at the time. Most of the competitions, there were not too many, were doing actually looking at pictures of celebrities. That was my passion at the time, was to show good pictures regardless of who the subject matter was. I was not really interested in looking at prime ministers or pop stars or celebrities or whatever it was. I wanted to see real people. So that's what it started as.
That's interesting. So how did it develop? I know it's enormous. We're talking about from 2004 to 2017, you started as a competition and then it turned into festival. When did it become a festival of photography?
Turned into a festival in 2010. In the year before that, in 2009, we had a little seminar which ran for the whole day. It was at the Chauvel Theatre, and we filled up each and every seat in the theatre, and we had to reject or turn a whole heap of people back because we just didn't have enough space. And people were interested to know more about photography. They wanted to talk to each other. They wanted to talk ideas. They wanted to learn how to use Photoshop. They wanted to learn how to do portraiture better, landscape, whatever it was, which gave me sort of the encouragement idea that it had to turn into something larger than just a competition or an exhibition. And it turned into a festival. So the festival has exhibitions, it has talks, it has seminars, workshops, hands-on workshops, a whole lot of activities. So people can actually get together and talk about things, learn things, enjoy photography, talk photography, basically just do what most people do anyway. They take pictures on the phone anyway, and this gives an opportunity to actually do something beyond that and do something, at least we hope, something that is meaningful with the images. So it's beyond pictures of the coffee or the food in the restaurant, which I'm not saying it's not important. It's a very important personal sort of diary. But I'm talking about doing something that expand that to the kind of interest that is more general to other people that people can share with each other, which could be also very personal, but nevertheless has appeal to other people as well.
We are talking to Moshe Rosenzweig, the director of Head-On Photo Festival, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. Moshe, you are a professional photographer. You've seen the photography developing with the technology. I mean, when you started taking photos years ago, I mean, I know that you went to school to study photography, to study how to measure the light and the distance and focus in, focus out and everything. Today, it's all automatic, isn't it?
Yep. Now, photography changed immensely especially in the last 10 years. People now don't need to worry about any of these things. It's quite interesting. Recently, during the festival, we had a studio. We took pictures for Mother's Day. So people came in and we took pictures, studio pictures of the family portraits that people wanted to send to the mom, or they brought the mom to and got pictures with the mom or husbands or wives and whatever. So we did that, and I was surprised to see that we had professional photographers that we asked to do that. And I was surprised to see that none of them was using a light meter. So I just realized that how it works these days. All these things that I studied and were really difficult, technically difficult, do not exist. You know, you have a camera that does everything, pretty much everything for you. The only thing it doesn't do, it doesn't compose the image for you. But even that is relatively taken care of now with some of the software, which suggests how you should crop an image, so it's a bit more interesting. Things change significantly.
Moshe, what is your website address? I think our listeners will be really interested to find out more about Head On Photo Festival.
The website is headon.com.au. We've got archive of all of the shows since 2004, so it's possible to rummage through and see some very interesting material. Maybe I should mention that, especially because this program is for Jewish and or Israeli, mainly for these people, this year we had three exhibitions by three amazing Israeli photographers. One of them is Ruby Leibovich from Israel, and he took pictures of sort of very quirky moments in life that are, people need to see the pictures to understand. It's kind of very strange sense of humor. Another one is Lily Almog. She's been in New York for about 30 years now. Highly acclaimed photographer. She's been exhibiting in major galleries and museums around the world. And her work was about identity. She has got another work, recent work that she did in Israel, about the kibbutz movement as well. And the last one is Natan Dvir, another photographer, Israeli photographer, who's been living in New York for the last 7 years, who did very interesting series of images in the trains in New York.
So you had people from all over the world exhibiting in the Head On Festival.
Yeah, we've got about 900 photographers participating or exhibiting. Many of them are from overseas, so we had the winners, actually, of the competition. We run the Head-On Awards now. It's Portrait, Landscape, Mobile, and Students. Altogether, we gave this year about $60,000 worth of prizes. The winners this year were some Australians, but we had a Greek photographer and a Belgian photographer living in Spain. We had some American photographers, French photographers, photographers from all around the world. We had Egyptian photographer exhibiting this year. In the past, we had Indians, Chinese, you name it.
Moshe Rosenzweig, director of Head On Photo Festival, thank you very much and good luck.